Hello, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster, along with producer Rosemary Brandt. Rose and I welcome you to the Buckmaster Show on this Tuesday, October 7th, 2014. Rose, I see the National Weather Service is up the percentage. They kind of want to don't go into that 90%, 100% area, but they're at, looks like they've upped it a little bit to 80% for Simon Says for showers in the Tucson area, the remnants of the tropical one-time Hurricane Simon. We're live noon to 1 on AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice, live streaming at buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com and all of our podcasts. And the complete show archive is always available for you 24/7 at buckmastershow.com. We'll get things going with our ongoing candidate interview series. Today we'll be spotlighting Congressman Ron Barber, 20 past the hour, certified financial planner Shelley Fishman with the Tuesday Moneymaker Report. The market a little bit down today. We'll find out from Shell what the latest is. 12:30 on the Buckmaster Show, the monthly segment Your Meds with Dr. Ray Woosley of CredibleMeds.org. Then we close out the show with the Tuesday Arts Report presented by Fox Tucson Theater. Let's welcome Ron Barber, Congressman CD2, to the Buckmaster Show. Congressman, how are you?
I'm very well. Thanks, Bill. I'm so glad we could get together. I know we've had a couple of times to change the schedule, but here we are, finally. It's okay.
We are. We're together. And obvious question, why should the voters in CD2 send you back to Congress for another 2 years?
Well, Bill, I think it comes down to the following things. First of all, who do you trust? Who shares your values? And who has tried to work in a bipartisan way to get things done? And I think on all three of those questions, I'm very hopeful that the voters will see that I've done what I promised to do, and I've done my best to get things accomplished, even in a dysfunctional Congress.
Would you consider yourself a moderate on issues concerning Arizona, for sure?
I think without question I am, and actually, you don't have to take my word for it. The National Journal, which is the most objective, nonpartisan political magazine in the country, every year it assesses the voting record and where people in the House stand, and the Senate, too. And just about a month and a half ago, they determined that I was the fourth most independent member of the House of Representatives. I'm very proud of that, because that means that I didn't go there, as I said, I wouldn't go there to be partisan, but instead to look for bills that made sense for the people I represent and to vote for them no matter whose party label is on the bill.
I think people are really tired of things not, though, being accomplished in a more bipartisan manner in D.C. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. You know, I hear that every time I get on the plane from Tucson to Dallas. Usually there are a lot of constituents on that plane with me early in the morning. I go back and forth every week to be home and to do my work in D.C., but mostly to come home and hear what people have to say. Over and over and over again, people say, why can't you get things done back there? I've been a problem solver all my adult life. When I worked for people with disabilities, helping them live full lives in the community, when I ran a small business with my wife, when I was Gabby Giffords district director, and I went to Congress with the same intention to find a way to solve problems. The only way, Bill, we can solve problems and get the country back on the right track in Congress is to find common ground. This bickering, this polarization, this divisiveness, the anger that's there is wrong, and people in America are tired of it, and that's why I'm really strong in my view that we have to find common ground, which means crossing the aisle. As a member of the bipartisan working group, which represents an equal number of Republicans and Democrats, we meet every couple of weeks, our goal is to park our labels at the door and to go into that room and say, okay, where can we work together to get the country problem solved and get the country back on track? And we've done a lot of work together, not only on specific pieces of legislation which have our names on it, but also to get people thinking again that bipartisanship is not a dirty word. The compromise is not something that we should shy away from. That's how our country was built, and that's the only way we're going to go forward and get things done.
What is the number one issue, then, in your opinion, that you're hearing from voters?
The number one issue for voters here, and I would venture everywhere, is jobs and the economy. People want to be to feel confident and have some certainty that jobs are going to be available. They're not going to lose their jobs. There's going to be opportunity for them to grow. And as a member of the Small Business Committee of the House, that's been one of my most important areas of focus. How do we get lines of credit or capital to small businesses so they can expand, that they want to expand, but capital is hard to come by? And as a member of the Committee on Small Business, and as a former small business owner myself, I know how important that is. So we've been working in that committee to pass legislation that would increase access to capital and pull away some of the red tape and regulations that smother small businesses. So that's really where it starts. But it also, for me, in terms of the economy, includes protecting the jobs we have, protecting the power plant near Wilcox, which the EPA would have wiped out if it had been allowed to have its one-size-fits-all technology installed there. We pushed back, and now 252 jobs have been saved, high-paying jobs in a rural community, and that plant will continue because we found a way to get the environmental improvements and to save the plant by a much lower cost. And saving the A-10 is a similar issue. We can't afford to lose the A-10 for a lot of reasons, including, of course, the national security reason. Our troops on the ground want the A-10 to be flying, and I am determined that we're going to keep it flying for as long as it's needed and until there's a platform to replace it. And if back home, if we had let it go, 2,000 jobs would have been lost.
A caller wanted to know, Congressman, if you saw the op-ed in today's Arizona Daily Star about the Cherry Bell, the postal station. Can that be saved at this point?
Well, I'm not going to stop fighting that battle. When it was first proposed, I was one of the first people to stand up and say, this is foolish for a number of reasons. First of all, it costs jobs locally, because those jobs will be either phased out or transferred to Phoenix. Secondly, imposes greater costs on local businesses who now have to send their mail to Phoenix where they could have delivered it here to get a savings on the mail costs. It increases the time that it takes to process mail. How ludicrous is this? You put your mail in a Tucson mailbox. It is then sent to Phoenix to get a Phoenix postmark, and then it's sent back to you. At least one, if not 2 days, are lost in transit. The medications that are transmitted that way will be delayed. It's wrong on every level. Now, I get it that the Postal Service has a financial problem, but this is not the way to solve it. One act by Congress could solve the problem, or at least mostly solve it, and that is to remove from the Postal Service the requirement that it pays upfront for its retirement and health benefits. No other federally associated agency has to do that, and that costs about $8 billion a year, close to the amount of money that the Postal Service is losing. We can fix the Postal Service's financial problems without impacting negatively on the local processing center. The fight is not over. I'm going to continue to fight and push back hard on the Postal Service, one of the more challenging agencies, I might add, in the federal array, to make sure that we can save the processing plant. We have to do that.
All right. Josh has been waiting patiently. If you take a quick call. Josh?
Oh, yeah. How are you doing, Congressman?
I'm well. Thank you, Josh.
Quick question. Do you support Arizona's voter ID law or voter ID laws in general?
Well, you have to be a little bit more specific, Josh. What do you mean by the ID law?
Arizona's, you have to have an ID to vote.
Well, I mean, obviously none of us want anyone to vote that isn't eligible to vote. The ID law, if I understand it correctly, would put a burden on some people who may not have the ID, particularly seniors, particularly people who may have been born outside of a hospital. So we have to make sure that no one is denied the right to vote because they don't have the ID that's required. We have to figure out a way to get past that, because what we should be about in this country and in Arizona is every eligible voter ought to be able to get to the polls and vote, or vote by mail without any hampering of that process. Certainly none of us want fraud. We ought to eliminate it where it exists. To date, I have yet to see, though, Josh, a credible argument that there really is fraud in the election system. I ask people who are advocating for changes, how many fraudulent cases have you identified? And they really can't come up with anything. But bottom line is, nobody should be eligible to vote, unless they're truly eligible. But we have to make sure that we don't impose laws that actually suppress the vote.
Okay, we're almost out of time. 2.5 minutes, and a couple of callers were calling. We're not going to have time to put them on the air, but let's see if we can get their questions answered. Repeal of Obamacare, would you be willing to do that? And how about the vote for the Keystone Pipeline?
Well, the Affordable Care Act has a lot of good in it, and it has some problems. And I've been working in Congress to fix the problems and to keep the benefits. Repeal is throwing the baby out with the bathwater, and I'm not in favor of that. But I am in favor of fixing those things that don't work to make it a better law. I want to make sure that we continue to prohibit insurance companies from saying you can't get insurance if you have a pre-existing condition, or we cap your annual cost or your lifetime cost if you have a chronic or catastrophic illness. Those changes have put patients in a much better place, and I'm for that. But I'm also opposed to some of the provisions that I think are harmful to the country and to small businesses. And I've been working in Congress with colleagues to get changes in the law. And that's where I think it's a middle path. If the law is not perfect and people who say it is are wrong, the law is not terrible and the people who want to repeal it are wrong, the truth is in between. And that's the path I've taken since I went to Congress. Don't repeal it, but fix it.
All right. Keystone Pipeline.
It's troublesome. While it would bring jobs, there's no question about that. There's still a lot of environmental concerns, and I think we need to make sure that we have all of that information in hand before we make a decision. Ultimately, the decision is in the hands of the White House, and I think and I hope it will be done soon because we really need to resolve this matter. But generally speaking, I'm concerned about some of the impact that it has, but I certainly want our people who are able to work on a pipeline like that to get work, but we have to balance these things between the environmental impact and the work that it generates.
All right. Ron Barber for Congress.com. That is your website. Congressman, thank you for being with us.
You're welcome, Bill. Nice to talk with you.
Thanks a lot.
Take care.
Thanks. This portion of the Buckmaster Show presented by Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico, where this weekend over in Silver City, it's the Red Dot Art Weekend. Come celebrate the visual arts on the Columbus Day weekend. Just 3 hours to Silver City, and it seems like every week. And there is another fun activity going on over there. You can find out all about Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico, including the great places to stay like Gila Hot Springs Ranch and the Continental Divide RV Park by going to their website, southwestnewmexico.org. We'll be right back with Shelley Fishman.
Are you chemically sensitive? Worried about exposing your family and pets to chemicals sprayed around your home?
Five-Star Termite and Pest Control may be your answer. Our patented treatment process has been used on many chemically sensitive families' homes. Homeowner and pet interaction with the termite barrier is rare because it's held safely within the wall void. We won't treat the soil in the yard where your pets and children play.
Five-Star Termite and Pest Control, treating the termites' food, not the earth. 886-0045.
We're Five-Star Pest Control. We know what bugs you.
The car's bubbling over again.
Well, I can fix that.
No, Fester, we're going to take it to Perfection Auto Works. We want it fixed right the first time.
Yeah, Fester, don't you remember the last time you tuned up the car?
Yeah.
And the brake job you did?
Yeah.
Yes, my good man. We're taking the car to Perfection Auto Works at 323-8650. Now, where are my keys?
You rang?
Ah, thank you, Thing.
Perfection Auto Works, 1046 North Beverly at Speedway, 2 blocks west of Craycroft, since 1994. 323-8650. Or visit our website at perfectionautoworks.com. 323-8650.
Widened and improved roads, new bike lanes, sidewalks, pedestrian crossings, and bus pullouts. Many of these safety improvements are funded by the Regional Transportation Authority through its 20-year plan, which is making a difference in our lives.
Hi, I'm Lori. I live near the Twin Peaks Interchange. Since that new interchange and road opened, life has become a whole lot simpler. The new road saves me time, and it's a beautiful drive. I love it.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you since 2006. Visit rtamobility.com or Facebook.
Ah, it's 6 a.m. and my flight leaves for Denver in 2 hours, but no need to rush. Because I'm flying out of Tucson, I have some extra me time, which means I can relax and start my day the way I love to start every day, with a run, a hot shower, and breakfast with my family, not a 2-hour drive in rush hour traffic.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word compare to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com. The Rug Gallery's extensive collection of new and antique rugs has earned an international reputation and has been featured on the cover of Christie's magazine, as well as many of the world's most respected carpet and textile publications. The Rug Gallery thanks Tucson for their support over the past 27 years as the place to see fine Persian and top quality imported and antique rugs at competitive, affordable prices. With its huge selection of hand-woven rugs from around the globe, the Rug Gallery has rugs just right for your home or the largest palace. The Rug Gallery is located in the Jostler Center at the northwest corner of River and Campbell and on the web at ruggalleryaz.com. Also, look for us on Facebook. Call 571-RUGS, that's 571-7847.
Shelly Fishman is a certified financial planner professional. The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing.
And here he is, the certified financial planner that we recommend, Shelly Fishman. Shelly, how are you today?
I am miserable, thank you.
Yeah, I am too, after I just saw the number you gave me for the Dow.
Yeah, down about 230, 240 points and accelerating downward on the late afternoon.
I don't understand it. You know, we had that great jobs report on Friday. The jobs, the folks who are looking for worse, still trying to find a job.
Right. There's the jobs report. Yeah. All of the economic reports have been just wonderful. The jobs report, which had 240,000 odd new jobs for September and then revised up July and August significantly and brought the reported unemployment rate down to 5.9%. Some people carp about the fact that there's another unemployment rate, which includes everybody who has given up looking for jobs. That's about 10%. That's true, but you can't compare those two numbers. If you want to use that report, then you have to go back to where that report was 5 or 6 years ago, and that was close to 20%. So there's no way to deny that the employment situation is improving significantly in terms of the number of people employed. Now, the amount of money that they're earning is a mess. Right now, we have a situation where despite the growth in GDP, the top 10% of earners have taken all of that growth in earnings, okay, and then some, have been captured by the top 10%. Everybody else has actually lost ground in the past 2 or 3 years. So that the ability of our middle class to consume goods and services has become abbreviated. That means demand for goods and services goes down. And as a result, even though there are an improving jobs picture, we had a jobs availability report today that said, you know, there's more jobs available today than there have been since 2001. That's really great, but a lot of people aren't qualified for those jobs. So the jobs they are qualified for, unfortunately, aren't paying very well. We have to get this disparity in income somehow under control. If we don't begin to share the growth in income across the middle class, then we have, and we've been saying this for a long time, Bill, we're going to have significant endemic problems in the economy. Right now, corporate profits are good. Where are those profits coming from? Well, they're coming from three things. They're coming from low interest rates. They're coming from cost cutting, especially cutting employee costs. And they're coming from...
or the stock repurchase, are they doing?
Well, stock repurchase is where these profits are being channeled to. So what you see, Bill, is that the corporations are claiming good results, but they're doing it on flat sales. And that cannot sustain. So what we're now seeing is not one, you know, we talked about a cutback, a pullback, a correction. Mm-hmm. And we said that, you know, technically is about 10%. What we've seen instead is several mini corrections over the past couple of months, including now in the past week or so. So overall, we've had the 10%. We're in the middle of it right now.
Yeah.
Because the basics are beginning to show some signs of wear and tear. Number one. And number two, what you're seeing is that so much uncertainty in the world, you know, you've got Ebola, you've got Ukraine, you've got the ISIL in the Middle East, you've got so much going on. Hong Kong appears to be easing. All of these problems seem to rise and fall, but the sum of those problems creates the kind of uncertainty in the marketplace that when you get something like the World Bank today saying, you know, interest rate or growth over the world this year and next year is going to be lower than we had forecast in the past, boom, you get a pullback and people rush to gold, they rush to currency and to the safest things, which are still treasuries.
Certified financial planner Shelley Fishman with us. Shelley, so overall, give us the big picture as we now plunge into the fourth quarter, and what do you still, how does it look for the year end?
Well, it looks for the year end about, as I've been saying all year, we're at, you know, 5 to 6% up for the year. I think that's about where we're going to end the year. We've got elections coming up. But at the end of the day, it's all about income. It's all about spending. It's all about demand. If we can improve demand somehow, then eventually the corporation's ability to continue to squeeze profits out of a flat revenue stream is going to dry up, and that's not good.
So we... again, getting back to these mini corrections, and I think that is a very good way to put it, because normally the correction is considered 10%, and I don't know, we've had maybe
formal
three
correction, right.
Formal
yeah, correction.
Yeah. So we've had maybe three or four.
We've had three or four of these cutbacks where we get days, of 200 points or more in a sequence of a couple of days, and then it corrects back. So, you know, that is... Again, if it doesn't happen all at once, it's technically not a correction. But if you take a look at the curves, you see that the effect is to take what looked like, you know, 8 or 9 or 10% growth for the year toward, you know, the end of the third quarter or the middle of the, you know, third quarter, end of the second quarter. And now we're back down at 4 or 5%. That's, you know, that's a correction. It stopped the growth. And we're seeing this kind of volatility. haven't seen this kind of volatility in a couple of years.
But for investors who call you, and they do, and you welcome the calls, it's pretty much stay the course. Fundamentals
pretty much
have not
stay the course.
Changed.
Fundamentals
correct?
Haven't changed that we can see. But you know, when you get this kind of reaction and you get places like the World Bank saying we really need to take a close look at this, then I believe that it's a good time to take a look at your portfolio and see if adjustments may be the proper thing to do.
All right, Shelley, where can we find you?
On buckmastershow.com or on shelleyfishman.com or 940-0884.
And you are always willing and able to field those calls.
You bet that's what I do.
Thanks a lot, Shelley. Have a good week.
The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not necessarily those of LPL Financial or this station. Shelley Fishman, CFP, is an LPL Financial Planner. Shelley can be reached at 520-940-0884 or at his website, shelleyfishman.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial. Member FINRA, SIPC.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The new United Nations envoy to Syria calling for an urgent international response to the ISIS assault on a Kurdish town that's near the Turkish border. Armed police took part in a series of raids across London today, police arresting four suspected Islamic terrorists. The armed presence of the unit comes as an indication the situation was viewed as potentially dangerous to police. The American video journalist being treated for Ebola in Nebraska is receiving the same experimental drug that's being used to treat a patient in Dallas. That patient in Dallas, at last word, listed in critical condition. Stock sharply lower on Wall Street, heading into the final half hour of today's trade. The Dow down about 226 points, while the NASDAQ is off 59 and the S&P 24 points in the red. More details at srnnews.com.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
This is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. Whether you shower, clean, or drink it, you will come in contact with water every day. So the question is, how often do you think about what's in your water, and how is your water affecting you and your loved ones? The fact is, there are likely contaminants in your water that will have an effect on the taste and smell of the water, not to mention why water is chlorinated. The good news is that Culligan has a solution. The Culligan AC30 Reverse Osmosis Drinking Water System is the powerful solution for filtering out impurities that affect your water. This state-of-the-art solution reduces chlorine and other contaminants that affect the taste and smell of your water. Of course, some contaminants may not be in your water. Why not take your drinking water to the next level with a Culligan drinking water system for $9.95 per month for the first 3 months service on an annual rental agreement? Call 792-9700 for details. That's 792-9700 or visit us at arizonaculligan.com. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
Have you been taking your car to the Wicked Witch of the West for service?
I'll get you, my pretty, and your little fuel injection system, too!
Hi, this is Mike Emery at Perfection Auto Works, and despite rumors to the contrary, I am not
the great and powerful Wizard of Oz
of car repair. I do, however, enjoy performing miraculous recoveries on your family car or your exotic Jaguar, Mercedes, or Toyota. We specialize in Honda, Kia, Buick, Ford, Chevy, and even your grandmother's 1939 Packard. Call Perfection Auto Works at 323-8650. That's 323-8650 or PerfectionAutoWorks.com.
There's no place like Perfection Auto Works. There's no place like Perfection Auto.
Ah, it's 6 a.m. and my flight leaves for Denver in 2 hours. But no need to rush. Because I'm flying out of Tucson, I have some extra me time, which means I can relax and start my day the way I love to start every day, with a run, a hot shower, and breakfast with my family, not a 2-hour drive in rush hour traffic.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Today's rapidly changing world brings challenges and opportunities. At Pima Community College, we are working with business and community leaders to develop programs that provide the right training for today's high-demand jobs. Whether the goal is a new career, transferring to a 4-year college, or lifelong learning, Pima Community College can help you open the door to new opportunities.
For more information, call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu.
Hi, I'm Steve Christie. I've served as an RTA board member since 2009 and through last year as its chairman. The RTA continues to be a most successful regional effort, with the RTA and our member jurisdictions completing so far more than 540 construction projects to reduce congestion, increase our safety, and improve crosstown mobility. As part of the original Citizens Advisory Committee, I'm proud of our citizen-driven plan as well as the RTA's accomplishments. We deliver, we promise. Learn more at rtamobility.com.
Vero Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Vero Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Vero Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with 2 separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com.
Welcome back. 12:36 now on the Buckmaster Show. It is time for our monthly segment. We call it Your Meds, featuring Dr. Ray Woosley. Dr. Woosley, former University of Arizona College of Medicine Dean and founder and now President Emeritus of Tucson-based Critical Path Institute. Dr. Woosley's latest venture is the creation of Credible Meds, one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicine. Credible Meds' website is visited each day by over 2,000 people from 180 countries. Visit CredibleMeds.org today. Dr. Woosley, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you, Bill. Good to be here.
There are 3 propositions on the Arizona ballot. Normally, there are a lot more. In fact, I can't remember when we've only had 3 props on the ballot, but one has to do with medicine,
right,
and health. And the basic question, should terminally ill patients have the right to try unapproved drugs? And you have put together an op-ed, which folks may be seeing soon, that basically says the answer to that is no.
Well, no to the bill.
To the bill.
Terminally ill patients need access to everything that could help them. Absolutely. No one's against that.
Okay.
But this bill doesn't do a thing positively. There are already mechanisms for patients to get terminally ill patients, seriously ill patients, to get investigational medicines. The FDA has a phone number any doctor can call, and within 24 hours they can give authorization for a patient to receive a medicine. So this bill is unnecessary. It protects people who want to sell to very vulnerable patients. People who are terminally ill seeking anything under this bill could be sold that and charged for it. But it protects their insurance company. The insurance companies aren't asked, and they can't be billed. The doctors can't be punished if they do something wrong by giving medicines that shouldn't be given. If a state employee tries to enforce federal law, it's a misdemeanor under this law. I mean, it's just asking for the lawyers to go spend their life in court fighting over this.
You've had some experience back in the 1980s with the whole compassionate use protocols when you were in Tennessee at Vanderbilt Medical Center. Tell us about that.
That was, we were caring for patients who had been survivors of sudden death. They had been resuscitated. We knew they would have another event, sometimes within days or months, and so we needed to be able to treat them with some new medicines, and there were several that we had available. And the FDA gave us clearance to treat hundreds of patients with these medicines very quickly. It was a simple process, and it's still in place. But we learned, in looking back on it, the number of people that were on those protocols actually slowed the development of these medicines, and some were good medicines that are still on the market. One of them that looked so good, and we used it in these patients, gave it to these patients, actually doubled the death rate. But we only learned about that later. Another of the medicines, and you know, people tell you today, well, it can't hurt. Well, it can hurt. We gave some of these patients a medicine, and one of the big problems with these early use of medicines, we didn't know what dose to use. Mm-hmm. There's no dosing information, no guidance on how to use them. So we gave very high doses because they were very sick people. We caused lung injury that made their life miserable.
The suffering caused was worse than if nothing had been done in many cases.
Their last few months were gasping for breath because of the injury to their lungs that this medicine caused. So yes, we want to be compassionate to terminally ill patients, but we need to protect them because there are unscrupulous people out there. They've always been there. They always will. And we need the FDA to be able to protect them. And the FDA knows that they need to make these medicines available. They'll do it with a phone call.
Dr. Ray Woosley is with us. It's our segment, Your Meds, on The Buckmaster Show. And caller, our friend Jim Kelly is with us. Jim, you're with Dr. Woosley. We're talking about Prop 303.
Outstanding. Thank you, Bill. Good afternoon. Dr. Woosley, I can't but think that this bill might have some political implications in the sense that people are trying to say, we don't want the FDA to have the only power over the right to try. And it's sort of staking out that 10th Amendment states' rights kind of issue. I think you're right. I think it's setting up lawyers to make a lot of money off of this for the next few years. But what do you think?
Well, you make a good point, and I'm very much in favor of states' rights. But our state doesn't have the expertise to make these kinds of decisions. The FDA is the only one in the world, frankly, that has the scientific expertise and the mechanism to be able to make these kinds of medicines available to people. And they do that. 1,300 requests came in for compassionate use. They approved 13, well, all but 10. So they are doing this already.
And so you're saying, why is this even needed? If they're already doing it, you're saying the vast majority of those requests were approved.
Absolutely. And there are a few people who don't know that they can get FDA approval, or they go to the drug companies, and the drug companies don't have the medicine available or can't make it available, so they don't. And those are always going to be there. And the states aren't going to be able to fix that problem any better than the FDA can.
And again, we're talking about Arizona's Proposition 303. It's known as the Terminal Patient's Right to Try referendum. And again, you said two words that I think are very important that the voters are thinking about. And again, those words, can't hurt.
A lot of people think it can't hurt, but it can. I've seen it hurt. I've seen people be given false hope. I've seen their families go bankrupt for treatments. There were, for about 20 years, a lot of people would go down to Mexico to get Laetril for their cancer. Laetril contains cyanide, and it was killing people. So we have to protect, and I'm not a big government person, but I want somebody to keep these people at bay, these unscrupulous people that will take advantage of vulnerable patients. And these are the most vulnerable.
Similar laws, Dr. Woosley, have already passed in Colorado, Missouri, and Louisiana. But as caller Jim said, this could really make a lot of attorneys wealthy, couldn't it?
Because it already is. I mean, this law has gone to court already and been turned down. I'm not a lawyer, so I don't know the terminology, but it was turned down. It went to an appellate court. It was again turned down. So I think the people who want to bypass the FDA are going to the state legislatures. And if you look at the bill and you look at what's on the ballot, it is really upsetting to me. Because on the ballot, of course you would vote for terminally ill patients to get life-saving medicines or potentially, whatever, however it's worded. But it's worded in such a way that no one could be opposed to it.
Yeah, I mean, that seems like everybody would say yes to something like that.
Yeah, vote no if you want to keep terminally ill patients for receiving medicines. I mean, no one wants to do that.
So it's very deceptive, then, the wording in your opinion.
I think it's a tragedy, the deception that's taking place with this proposition. It does not tell you that this bill protects the doctors, that it allows the companies to charge the patients, whereas now they don't charge patients for these medicines under the compassionate use protocol. It's free to the patients. This bill would allow the companies to charge. It would protect them and the insurance companies and the medical doctors that are participating in this.
All right. Dr. Ray Woosley talking about Prop 303 on the ballot coming up. Dr. Woosley's website is crediblemeds.org, and that's a great place for people to find out about the medications they're taking. Just put the name of the medication in there, and the website should do the rest.
Right. And help us get new medicines out quickly through the right way.
All right. Dr. Woosley, thanks for being with us. See you next month.
Thank you, Bill.
Today's rapidly changing world brings challenges and opportunities. At Pima Community College, we are working with business and community leaders to develop programs that provide the right training for today's high-demand jobs. Whether the goal is a new career, transferring to a four-year college, or lifelong learning, Pima Community College can help you open the door to new opportunities.
For more information, call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Want the best care for your companion animal? Then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cañada Drive at West River or online at vscott.com. That's VSCOT.com.
Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
Devereaux, Arizona inspires hope in the lives of the most vulnerable members of our community, our children. In Pima County, there are more than 4,000 children in foster care that need your help. Devereaux, Arizona's foster care program gives you the training and support you need to make a difference in the life of a child. Donate, volunteer, or become a foster parent. Find out how at devereauxarizona.org or call 520-296-5551.
Jerry, What's wrong?
The client conference call is right now.
I thought it was next week.
I don't have the presentation ready.
Okay. Blame the internet. Say it went out.
They'll never believe that. They know we have Cox Business. Our internet is too reliable and is 100 times faster than basic DSL.
Say customer service is closed.
Cox Business has 24/7 support.
Well, say it would take too long to get a technician here.
No, they know the award-winning customer service is local. They told us to get Cox Business.
The call has started.
Good morning.
I forgot about this meeting. We have terrific internet.
Get Cox Business Internet and voice for only $99 per month. Speed options up to 100 times faster than basic DSL. Plus, get your first month free. Visit coxbusiness.com and switch today. Ends 1/4/15. Price excludes taxes, fees, and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Visit coxbusiness.com for internet speed options and details. Actual speeds vary. Other restrictions apply.
Tucson Desert Art Museum, Tucson's newest art museum, is home to one of the premier collections of pre-1940s Navajo and Hopi textiles, exquisite classic and contemporary paintings and photography, early maps and historic artifacts. Visualize history through art at Tucson Desert Art Museum on East Tankerverde Road at Sabino Canyon Road, just west of Udall Park, and on the web at TucsonDart.com. That's TucsonDart.com.
Are you a landlord by choice or by force? Experiencing a job transfer and don't know what to do with your current house? Want to move but can't sell your current house? Hello, my name is Ken Adams, co-owner of Rincon Ventures Property Management. Rincon Ventures has a fully automated accounting process, electronic payments, and 24-hour access to your accounts. With some of the lowest rates in Tucson, Rincon Ventures has grown rapidly in this down economy. Let us show you why. Give us a call at 881-2258 right now and experience the difference. Rincon Ventures, where service is a fact, not another empty promise. 881-2258.
The Tuesday Arts Report on the Buckmaster Show, sponsored by Fox Tucson Theater, presenting Comedy for a Cause, starring Paul Reiser. This Thursday, Reiser, a seasoned actor, writer, producer, and stand-up comedian, enjoyed critical acclaim for co-creating and starring in the NBC series Mad About You. He was also honored with the 77th spot on Comedy Central's 100 Greatest Stand-Ups of All Time. Here at the Fox, Reiser will treat the audience to his signature quick-witted style, humor, and hilarious comedic take on life. Then this Sunday, Country Music Hall of Fame legend Kris Kristofferson performing a solo acoustic show heralded as an artist's artist. This three-time Grammy winner has recorded 28 albums and penned the classic hits Me and Bobby McGee, Help Me Make It Through the Night, Sunday Morning Coming Down, and For the Good Times. To purchase tickets to see Paul Reiser in a stand-up performance benefiting the local Hearth Foundation on Thursday, October 9th, and Kris Kristofferson in concert Sunday, October 12th. Call 547-3040 or visit foxtucson.com. Let's welcome now Dan Gibson, editor of the Tucson Weekly. Dan, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Doing very well. We've got a big weekend coming up. Tucson Meet Yourself, a lot of other things happening in the art scene. What do you think? What are some of the must-dos?
It is a little overwhelming, to be honest. I mean, there are many, many things happening. We're trying to get it all together for paper. But one of the things is you can wrap up, if you haven't had a chance to enjoy Tucson Modernism Week, that's wrapping up this weekend. Tonight, there's a film at the Loft about the vision of Paolo Sieri. Tomorrow night at the beautiful Fox Theater, they're showing the Thomas Crown Affair. They're going to talk about fashion, modernist fashion, with the woman who did the original outfits for costumes for Doctor Who. Many options with that. So if you go to TucsonMod.com, the schedule's all there. You know, there's even a lecture about the age of golden age of neon in Arizona. So a little something for everyone.
And our friend Margaret Regan, your arts editor, wrote about this kind of modernist movement that is being celebrated here in Tucson. Surprisingly, there are really quite an inventory of modernist architecture, right?
Yes, it's sort of interesting timing because a lot of other cities sort of had their heydays. I mean, their big booms before modernism set in the 50s and 60s. But Tucson, you know, in the 60s was exploding, really rapidly expanding as a city. So we have a lot of architecture that falls in that space, and then a lot of aficionados of that work as well. So it's sort of a perfect storm of all that stuff here in Tucson.
And with Tucson Meet Yourself, this is kind of a signature event. And, of course, folks who have been around a while know it's also called Tucson Eat Yourself because of the wide variety of food available.
Yeah, it's they've toned this the festival down a little bit this year. It's smaller. It's going through El Presidio Park and Jacome Plaza, the traditional core area. So it's not as much walking, so it's a little easier to sort of take in. But there's more food, if you can imagine that, than in previous years. They've added booths with Nicaraguan and Haitian food. They have a Global Food Waste Fellowship, which has food from Guadalajara, Afghani food, Somali food. Also, I think what's interesting to me about this the festival this year is that they've had these special programs where there's sort of extra-long sets of culture and art. On Friday and Saturday, they're having a Polish fiesta by the City Hall. They're going to have a Waila and Tohono O'odham culture showcase on the Church Street stage. So, I mean, you get to see a little bit more than just sort of a burst of, like, hey, here's some belly dancers, here's the Balalaika Orchestra. Those things are still happening, but you can sort of get a little more in-depth about the cultures that are represented at the festival.
A lot of galleries have great shows going on, and this is really kind of almost a quintessential arts, Tucson Arts Weekend coming up, isn't it?
Oh, for sure. You know, this is a great time sort of because, you know, the temperatures are cooling down. People are starting to go out and do more. I think probably for my money, although it's free, the best show happening right now is Etherton Gallery. Margaret Regan talked about it this week, the forthcoming issue. Kate Brakey, her work is shown. She's an amazing photographer and does sort of a blend of photography and painting, 15 photos of the moon. She talks about how the moon is a sort of symbol of love and loss, which you see through different cultures and things. And then she does shoots in black and white, but colors them in with an oil pastel. It's amazing work. It's an incredible job. She's also there's work by another artist as well. Keith Carter is actually there. That's absolutely free. It's 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Tuesday through Saturday through November 1st.
Terry Etherton was a pioneer in really putting together an outstanding gallery, a very visual display in downtown long before most people had written off downtown Dan Gibson. And he really, I don't know, I think it's 30 or 40 years that he has been celebrating the arts, visual arts in downtown.
And just an amazing eye. I mean, we really should be thankful that we have Terry Etherton here, and he gathers these amazing shows with the work that you may not see in a city Tucson size. But you know, the sort of brilliance of his curation and what he's brought to this town is amazing. And yeah, like you mentioned, you know, it's sort of fitting that he's shares a building with Janos Wilder from Downtown Kitchen and Cocktails, because there are two people who believed in downtown before it was a thing. Janos coming back was sort of partially the beginning of a lot of these other restaurants coming too. So it's sort of an interesting space. I mean, that gallery's been there when it was Etherton Stern, and now the Etherton Gallery. Amazing work for, you know, longer than most people even cared about downtown.
Is this the best of Tucson week?
Two more weeks.
We're
working on the issue for the 10th or the 9th. The 16th is best of Tucson, so it's a prettier issue this year. It's going to be a glossy cover. You're going to keep it in your bookshelf. It'll be really something, so... It's a big deal. We're frenetically working on it now.
What's on the cover this week?
Oh, this week. Oh, great. So it's our election endorsement special. So Jim Nintzel and the rest of the staff of the Weekly poured through the races, all the ones that you need to know about, and given our insightful and useful endorsements, so you can fill out your early ballot or, you know, save it for when the election comes around. You can fill it out knowing that you've made wise and savvy choices.
And getting back to the arts, Tucson Museum of Art has quite a full lineup of shows starting this fall, actually, right?
Yeah, no, that's speaking of longtime Tucson, Best of Tucson winner, Tucson Museum of Art, they're sort of in the middle of changing some of the shows. They've got a show called Shadow Play. They've got works from the Kasser Mokary Art Foundation, which is sort of thoughts about figures and you know, how people how we've seen art over the years. They've got a Latin American folk art coming in, and then Southwest Anthems, which is a series of Southwest landscapes. So if you've been to TMA, if you were there during the summer, now's the time to come back, get to experience it all. Maybe stop by Cafe La Carte, make a whole day out of it.
Okay, Dan Gibson, thank you very much. And the one-year anniversary of one of my fine sponsors, and if folks haven't been out there to check out the Tucson Desert Art Museum on 7000 East Tanque Verde, they have a fantastic collection of Southwest American Indian art. So I strongly urge folks to get over there and check it out. Their big one-year anniversary event is coming up Saturday, November the 1st. Dan, thank you very much for being with us.
Absolutely, anytime.
This week's Buckmaster Show Arts Report, sponsored by Fox Tucson Theater, presenting Asia in Concert October 13th. In the early 80s, this rock and roll super band owned the airwaves and MTV with hits like Heat of the Moment, Only Time Will Tell, and Soul Survivor. Since that time, they've written, produced, and performed chart-topping recordings and critically acclaimed pieces, consistently expanding their catalog of music. This tour celebrates Asia's 2014 release of Gravitas, which is being hailed by critics and fans for presenting original pieces in a style that rings nostalgic Asia. To view the full Tucson Fox Tucson Theater schedule and to purchase tickets to see the stand-up comedy of Paul Reiser on October 9th, Country Music Hall of Fame legend Kris Kristofferson on October 12th, and Asia on October 13th, visit foxtucson.com. Bottled water on the Buckmaster Show, supplied by Culligan. Thank you, Culligan. Better water, pure and simple. All of our in-studio guests enjoy a nice chilled bottle of Culligan water. Coming up this afternoon, the local talk continues at 4, with 4 Tucson at 4, or 4 Tucson at 4 with Mike Shaw, and then Wake Up Tucson 6 to 8 tomorrow morning with Chris and Joe, then Christy Simone with the Daily Double from 8 to 9. Producer Rosemary Brandt, me, Bill Buckmaster, back with you for the midweek edition at 12:04. Until then, have a great afternoon and evening.
Intelligent Talk 24/7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at KVOI.com.